Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck podcast. I have to drop a quick one on you today. I'm Tom Callahan, at Callahan on Air. Please follow me there on Twitter. And in my Twitter bio, as I always tell you, is the link to our Talking Puck Discord. Lots of folks who enjoy talking about hockey and doing so on a regular basis. All fans are welcome. Any team, come on, join us. We'd love to have you there. All right, let's get right into it here. So injuries are piling up in the NHL. We're seeing guys go down with, either minor or in some cases major injuries. Mike and I talked about it on the show yesterday. Anders Lee, the Islanders captain, is just the latest example. But looking around the league right now, guys are missing more and more time. So in conjunction with the fact that right now there is still a two-week quarantine in place heading between the U.S. and Canada if there's a trade to be made between those divisions, I really think we're going to start to see some action here soon. Taylor Hall's name is going to come up early and often. And it's interesting, as the Sabres fire their coach and go into, can we call it more of a rebuild? I don't even know. Burn it down and start over, something. I'm not sure. But as they go into that, you have to imagine they're going to be open for business. A lot of teams are open for business. It's interesting that the Maple Leafs have actually said in Toronto, we might deal an asset for basically a rental player, a hired gun, as Kyle Dubas put it. So I think that now that Toronto has said that and Dubas has put that out there, everybody else is on high alert. Look out in the next couple of weeks. I really think we're going to start to see some movement, and it's going to start, and it's not going to be, we do see little trades. You know, we'll see, okay, third line winger for fifth or sixth defenseman. We do see trades like that. That is generally actually the trades that I think the teams that feel really good about themselves make. Those are the ones that solidify you for the run. You get that extra piece, that extra little bit that, you know, doesn't put you over the top. That hired gun that Toronto feels it needs, and you know, I'll just use Taylor Hall's name because we started with it. That's not somebody that I think of Vegas thinks they need. Vegas feels pretty set with where they are. They're not so much worried about that. The Washington Capitals are not going to run out and get Taylor Hall. You have to mortgage a little bit too much of how good you feel. But if you're a team with a loss, also to go back to the injury situation, like the Islanders, you don't necessarily just replace Anders Lee in so many ways. Leadership, on the ice, off the ice contributions, all of that. So I think we're going to start to see some movement here relatively soon. And there's going to be some big pieces trading place at this deadline for whatever reason. I don't know if it's the shortened season, the pandemic, maybe the thought that there's daylight coming and eventually the cap will go back up. We might see the craziest deadline we've seen in a while, especially guys on expiring contracts. And don't forget, teams do have to position themselves for the expansion draft with the Seattle Kraken coming up. So we're going to see how that all plays out here in the very near future. All right, a quick Tiny Biscuits today. Thanks for checking it out, everybody. Please follow the podcast if you like what you're hearing. We'll talk to you again soon. Take care.